Hi, and welcome to the SEO podcast, Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing. My name is Chris Burrs, one of the owners of EWR Digital. Hey, matching shirts.
Yeah, look at that. Yeah. My name is Matt Bertram. I'm the lead strategist at EWR Digital.
Welcome back to another fun-filled edition of our podcast. This is actually part two of it's going to be a two-part series. So we'll be wrapping it
up. But the title's not described that way.
Oh, yeah. The title has a different. Yeah, that's true. So it's really important. If you're listening to this, you want to go back and listen to the previous podcast. We're going to be talking about top five essential SEO reporting tools for agencies. In the previous podcast, we talked about the 13 essential requirements for an SEO reporting tool. So go back and you want to like,
it was good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And also check out the green room.
The formerly known as the green room.
Oh yes. We haven't launched it yet, but we are building up content right now for it. And I enjoy getting together with you and just, you know, we need to have alcohol like next time.
Beer. Yeah. We need to have beer or wine or I don't know, maybe we can get a mixologist up here. We should get like,
when we start interviewing people, because people keep asking, hey, I want to come on the podcast. And it's hey, well, we'll get the room set up to do that. We actually, our conference room, we can double as a Joe Rogan style podcasting. We could put a fridge or something right here.
Oh no, I think like another person we could probably squeeze into here, right? Like that might be.
Well, if we mount the camera right there, we could put a table here, and then we just have four of these right here.
I'm thinking that's the table. Anyway, that's the logistics of the podcast. Matt and I were about to go down a rabbit hole. 25 minutes later, we should do the podcast now. That should have been in the formerly known as the green room.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. So you know what this article is about. I want to share with you a couple of testimonials. These you actually kind of sent to me. They're from comments in our YouTube channel, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So one of them is Adventure Forward. Keep it going. Great content. Next is Mabel Rainier. And it says, nice video, nice video, mate.
I love that.
And then the next one is Gary Cusolo. And it says, love you guys. Like, so I got the short ones. We squeezed in three. Patif to you guys. We really appreciate comments. We really appreciate
So we're trying to grow the social media channels, right? Yeah. We've crushed it on TikTok. We're doing quite well, I would say, on YouTube.
Yep.
And then Instagram's just kind of funky. Like we're doing okay, but guys, these were channels we set up like let's say 2 to 3 months ago, somewhere in between there, and we're already like a couple thousand followers on a few of the channels. Now YouTube, we're really focused on, and a lot more people, Chris, are listening to podcasts on YouTube and more video content, more searches. And so we have a great YouTube channel. We're hiring people to, directly focus on that. We want to thank one of our sponsors for starting to drive revenue into what we're doing and supporting the growth of that. We brought on a really
who is that sponsor?
SE Ranking.
Yes. Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about SE Ranking. We've talked about them before. They're now I think in the context of the history of the podcast, they're a longtime sponsor of the podcast at this point.
Well, yeah, they we're going to be doing a lot of things with them. I really like their tool. We're going to actually, this article mentioned them, so we're going to be talking about them a little bit later. Talk about some wow stuff, Chris.
Some wow stuff. Some wow stuff. So that's what we've been asked to talk about, is the wow stuff of SE Ranking, and we're going to talk. I'm going to hit 3 points on the keyword rank tracker. It's the only 100% accurate keyword rank tracker that shows rankings free from personalization. So you got to get your personalization out of that. You don't want that in there. You want actually raw rankings.
Yes.
You get that. Next, we vouch for the accuracy of the rank tracking data and provide a cached copy of this SERP, that's the search engine result page, for each time the rankings are checked. So as they're pulling the data, you can go say like, that doesn't make sense. Like, why is whatever there? And you can go look at the actual keyword result page.
So Chris, that's actually one of the requirements when I'm using tools is, and really when I went on the hunt, which I can explain a little bit more my personal journey.
Yeah.
With all these
Are we going to talk about that here, or is that going to be in formerly known as the green room?
I want to talk about it
here. Okay.
I don't care where. I want to talk about it now.
Right.
No, but let's get into this.
Okay. So. And then to wrap this up, this is about the keyword rank tracker of SE Ranking. SE Ranking Keyword Rank Tracker is a 5-time finalist of the UK, European, and Global Search Awards. Like, this is
I didn't know that, Chris. Like, you're educating me. All I can tell you is I was on a hunt for a good keyword rank tracker.
Yeah.
And this one's good.
Yeah.
And it makes sense that it's won some awards. I didn't know that, but it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And normally you get a 14-day trial. They've extended it for you, our listening audience, to a 30-day trial. All you need to do is go to bestseopodcast.com/SE ranking, and that will take you to the page where you can get that 30-day free trial. So go do that. We'll mention them again in this podcast because it happens to be about SE ranking tools. Matt, you did mention killing it on TikTok. I'm just going to go over a couple of our social media real quick. YouTube.com/bestseopodcast. Make sure you subscribe and ring the notification bell.
Did you know that only 18% of people that watch and listen to our podcast are subscribed on YouTube?
Only 18%.
18%. So I think we had, I don't know, close to 50,000.
Yeah.
Maybe we've passed that, but at least views in the last like 30 days,
right?
And only 18%. So I was looking at the analytics, only 18% are actually subscribers.
If you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you subscribe and
you'll get our shorts.
Yeah.
Like why not?
Right? The shorts are like quick, easy data to help you, content to help you.
But let's get into
destroy the SEO world. Instagram.com/the best SEO podcast and TikTok.com/@best SEO podcast. Let's jump into this article. I'm going to quickly just read off the 13 essential requirements, and you can go back to the previous podcast and we discuss them at length. You can, we pontificate on them. We think about them. We give our opinion on them and they're good. And just to go through these quickly, accurate and current regional data. Second, integration with third-party tools. Next, scalability. And by the way, this is the things that we're looking for as we're talking about these SEO ranking. He's agreeing.
Yeah.
A strong suite of features, continually improving and updating features, ability to customize reports, client integration, ability to white label reports, access to support resources, right? So how do you figure out how things work in that particular reporting tool? Cost to value ratio, ability to export reports, automation, and then finally, ease of use. Now, based on those criteria that we just mentioned, we're going to go in and jump into five of these tools. And the first one is...
And did you say who this was by?
It is by... I didn't. It's right is here. It? Brock Murray. Murray. Patif to him. We appreciate his good article. And actually digging into to the SEO tools. And as it turns out, we've used most of these tools.
I've used all of them but one.
All of them but one. So we're going to have our own input. We're going to start with Brock's input. So agency analytics, Brock says his overall rating is 4.7 out of 5. Here's a concise version of his comments. Agency analytics is a quality introductory intermediate reporting tool for agencies. It is one of the most cost-effective and easy to use for small to mid-size agency. It starts at $49 per month with unlimited staff and client logins, a white label dashboard, and automated branded reports. It comes with 30 plus third-party data integration from the basics like keyword rankings and then Google Search Console to integrations with call tracking software, email marketing software, and more. Though new integrations are always being added, they can be glitchy. So this is some of his counterpoints and concerns at first, which makes them unreliable to share with clients until stabilized, right? That's a pretty big concern. And then automated reports can be customized, and the drag and drop customized dashboard makes it easy to emphasize priority keyboards. I remember seeing some of these dashboards and being impressed with kind of the card-like nature of the dashboard. Talk a little bit about.
Yeah. So agency analytics, we used for a long time. Certainly any of the pricing here on here. You can't
oh, yeah.
like hold anything to that. The pricing always changes all the time for
will not guarantee that pricing yeah. if they have made changes.
Yeah. yeah. But I can tell you, one of the big drawbacks of agency analytics. Well, let me start with the positive, right? The positive were this tool was awesome for me and our team to basically analyze data. So it was like they had advanced Excel like formulas that right. you could cut the data different ways. You could look at different things. You could just investigate the data really thoroughly.
Right.
Now, what I can tell you also is a lot of times too much information is sometimes bad for clients, right?
I think it's often it depends on the client.
It depends right? on like, their DISC profile.
Right? Yeah, so. That's very true. And then I think it's more often than not good for the client.
Well, you can't see the forest or the trees through the forest kind of thing.
Right.
There's too much information. It's too noisy. So unless you really have strong analytics capabilities, it's confusing.
Yeah.
Right. Now you certainly have a dashboard, but then you start playing with the tools. Also there's a login. Okay. So yeah. you had to remember your login. And one of the things that our webmaster at the time, he's over there across the street now yeah. at cPanel.
Yeah. Yeah.
But essentially he had to keep hitting the reset button, right? Because clients kept forgetting their logins.
Oh wow. Yeah.
So while the tool was really awesome, I really looked at the tool as more of like for an internal agency. This has got like a lot of different capabilities all in one place. So we can analyze the data from a data and we now have a data analyst department
yeah.
that does all our reporting. And, you know, we have one data analyst now and we're looking for another, but essentially it was a helpful tool to cut up data and look at it different ways, but not necessarily for the client. And, you know, a lot of times the clients just wanted a static, like, report that they could pull up in the email.
Yeah.
And again, it depends on who the client is, who you're serving, but the login aspect of it, and then like the ability to do all the data were kind of down points. The positive though is the data and what the tool did. If it was positioned for maybe a different end user,
right?
Fantastic mm-hmm. tool for internal analysis. I think it's great. If you own your own company and you have your own kind of digital marketing team and you know what you're doing, Chris.
Yep.
Wink, wink. This would be a great tool.
Right.
Yeah. So
very cool. All right. Next is SE ranking. Oh. Ding, ding, ding. Brock gave it a 4.5 out of 7. So just a little bit under agency analytics.
Man, I would have just dropped the 4 point and just gone with the 5 out of 5.
5.0. Yeah. Yeah. Round up, baby.
Yeah.
The most cost effective of the tools on this list, SE ranking has plans starting at just $7. Don't quote it. Well, you can quote us, but it's changed monthly. Though the minimum of $39 per month plan is necessary for agencies monitoring multiple websites. So that's, as an SEO agency tool, you're at least $39, which has gone up.
But it's still on the lower end,
yeah.
right? It's a very cost-effective tool, but
yes. And Brock's summary at the end of this is going to apply kind of relative to that price. Setup is a breeze. With on-screen tutorials that guide you through the process. There's a strong collection of SEO related tools, including current and historical position tracking, competitor SEO research, keyword suggestion tools, Backlink Explorer, and more, much more actually. So as we go through the ongoing podcast, we'll be highlighting different features of SE ranking.
Awesome.
And that will frankly take months because there's a lot of features there. SE ranking is hooked up with Zapier. If you guys are familiar with Zapier, then that opens up all sorts of doors. And,
yeah.
and he talks about, Brock mentions 1,000 apps, including Clipfolio, Salesforce, HubSpot, and Google Apps. At a beginner to intermediate level, SE ranking is an effective SEO reporting tool. Take it away, Matt.
I would say I'm an advanced SEO user.
I would say that you're an advanced SEO user.
Yeah.
I would say that you're not a beginner or intermediate.
But what that's good is it's as easy for a beginner.
Yep.
But advanced people like it as well.
Yep.
And I can tell you this, you know, they are our sponsor, but after I tried it, literally like 30-day free trial, we are a paying member. So like they're not like giving us like a seat or whatever. We're a paying member, and I've added, I don't know how many seats, for my whole team to be on it. And we all have our own seats and we use it. And there's abilities to interact with each other, to take our own notes in the system. So it's a really great tool to do research in. So.
Yeah. And for the team, right? Yeah. So that's a key component for us, at least. All right, next actually is SEM Rush, and Brock gives them a 4.4 out of 5. And here's his summary. SEM Rush is one of the most SEO-focused reporting tools on the list. Starting at $99 per month per user, SEM Rush provides a full suite of tools that can be learned at an intermediate level. A major downside of SEM Rush, especially for cost-conscious agencies, is that an account comes with only one user login.
Yes.
Yes, that was a pain. SEM Rush has both branded and white label reports, depending on your subscription level, that will define which ones you have access to.
Yeah, this is where my journey starts. Like, so certainly Ahrefs, SEM Rush are two of the like kind of staples that everybody looks to in the industry. And certainly SEM Rush was that. I think that it all started for me with the keyword tracking tools. They weren't updating it as effectively. They weren't updating their software. Like they're off building like a search engine or something right now.
Right.
So they haven't really been updating their tool. And I feel like they've been honestly slipping. Now we were able to kind of negotiate like another seat. But that was like certainly an issue and certainly a higher price point. And, you know, the reality is they were the market leader. They had come to us long, long time ago to sponsor the podcast. You know, but they're the market leader now and they got the bigger price on the smaller kind of freelance agency. So if you go enterprise, there's quite a big step up. There's some other platforms up there, but to like the freelancer, to like, you know, general agency usage, it was the gold standard,
yeah.
You know? And I still like a lot of the tools, and they had the most amount of tools early on, I think.
Yeah.
And over time, just people like SE Ranking and others have caught up to them,
yeah.
Right? And they haven't been updating it. And so I believe they're starting to get surpassed a little bit.
Yeah.
You know.
And that can happen in the software industry. Like it's easy to put together a quality team that yeah. knows how to manage data and present
and,
data.
And I would just say like, look, like don't take my word for it. And I'm not like following like their roadmap or anything. I don't know what they're doing. They might be making some updates. That was just kind of the experience that we had.
Yep.
And I would tell you actually October. So this month.
Yeah.
Is the first month that we haven't had SEM Rush.
Oh, wow. Well,
right. Yeah. So it's we were now. In a year contract or rolling contract or something like that. And so we're not using them anymore.
Yep.
And I don't feel a hole in my heart.
all right. Next, Google Data Studio. And Brock gives them a 3.6 out of 5. So kind of moving down quite a bit from the previous one was a 4.4. Now we're down to 3.6. That's a big drop. Currently in beta, as is everything with Google. It's all in beta.
Analytics 4.
Google Data Studio. This application has been out for 20 years.
I can't believe they couldn't like integrate 3 and 4 with like Google Analytics. They're like, no, we're going to set it up and we're just going to stop the data into this one. And,
yeah.
You know, you're going to have to capture the data over here. But yeah. Anyways, they're going to figure out a way to import it, I'm sure. But.
Yeah. So Google Data Studio is one of the newest offerings from the Mountain View Mega Corporation. It is much more technical and requires more time investment to set up than most. I think that's worth repeating. It is much more technical and requires much more time investment to set up than most. If you're on the fence, GDS, right? Google Data Studios is completely free, right? So
you know, I've never called it GDS.
Me
either. I like that though.
Yeah. A major upside to GDS is superior integration with other Google properties like Analytics, Search Console, Ads, and YouTube. That doesn't really surprise you, but everything that they have access to is made available in the APIs. So like it may be easier up front.
Well, on the front end, like clicking some buttons, yeah.
But that's after you've set up this kind of more complex tool. So I think that, you know, probably needs to be taken with a grain of salt.
So I would tell you, you know, agency analytics, certainly that was like a good choice.
Yeah.
But Google Data Studio, is what we do use right now.
Yeah.
We bolt on Super Analytics to that to get all the other kind of non-Google properties or Supermetrics, sorry, that we pull into it.
Yeah.
And then build a really nice dashboard so you can get ROI of your overall campaign and everything in one place. And the thing I like about it is it's real time.
Yeah.
So clients can see where they're doing a lot of clients, like bigger clients, want to see what's going on like real time.
Yeah, daily or at least weekly. Yeah,
and so you can save a link and you can always see what's going on. Now I think that's the downside. I bet they probably have like where you can download an app right on your desktop or something like that, where you can click it and it can pop up. That's worth looking into, because right now we have like clients save the link like in bookmark or whatever, but I think there's probably a better way to do it. I think a button or an app would be really nice, and I'm sure they have one, but that we use this today. I think it's a good tool to pull everything in together, and you can certainly bring in third party.
You would say currently we're using both SE Ranking and Google Data Studios, and SE Ranking really fits in kind of the upfront work, like, hey, let's figure out what direction we want to take this. Let's also keep track of stuff there. But when it comes to creating the final report, and I am putting words in your mouth, so correct them. When it comes to the final report, use Google Data Studios.
Well, yeah. So I'm glad you asked me for that clarification. So SE Ranking, certainly the upfront research, but also the keyword tracking.
Yeah.
The keyword tracking in G&B, start of the campaign, week over week. I really like their reporting tools. Okay. Right. Like I really like their reporting tools. So
GMB, Google
My Business, Google or GMP Business, or whatever it's called now.
Yeah. Like, I think it did change.
GDP. I think it's GDP. GDP. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I still call it GMB.
Yeah.
So hopefully everybody knows what I'm talking about. Right. So,
do.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so we send out the report, a customized report, white labeled, like whatever, from SE Ranking, which we're talking about that, branded reports. But essentially, we send out those reports monthly, automated reports from our analytics department. And then for enterprise clients, based on like spend levels, we set up like a live dashboard. And then
so it's more of
it's an enterprise level. It's an add-on, or if people want that, it's like a bespoke offering where we build that and we bolt on Supermetrics, and it takes some time to build.
A lot of time.
And so we don't, unless you're spending a certain amount of money, it doesn't really make sense, right? There's other tools that you can get some more things, but we use them both concurrently, and then we use SE Ranking for live research, that sort of thing.
And you say it does take more time. That is because it is much more technical and requires much more time investment to set up than most.
You got me.
It does allow third-party data integrations, but the ability to query data from databases, including MySQL, PostgreSQL, and Google's Cloud SQL, set it apart. So that's a unique feature. With proper setup, you can customize reports with important KPIs, pulling from lead information and customer information. You can also create your templates, which better reflect your processes and can be shared across clients. Google has also introductory video walkthroughs to help you get started, but it is harder to use, right? And again, that's free. He gave it a 4.6. Is that right? Is that 4.6? 3.6, sorry. And then finally, the last one, Authority Labs. Brock gave it a 3.2 out of 5. And he says, if you're looking for a straightforward position tracking tool, Authority Labs gets the job done. Authority Labs is $49 per month. That's probably changed for unlimited users. Though for white label reporting, you need to upgrade to the $99 per month plan. Again, probably changed. So that you can have that white label reporting. You can track regional ranking data, get insights into not provided keywords, track competitor keywords, and schedule automated reports. However, the lack of other essential features like link back monitoring and analytic data means you will have to supplement this tools to provide a full SEO reporting picture for your client.
Yeah. So what I would say is I wish I would have maybe read this article sooner, because I was on the hunt. Specifically, the reason that I like left or broke up with SEMrush is I needed a good keyword reporting tool, and they weren't
Rank Tracker specifically.
They weren't cutting it. Ahrefs wasn't cutting it. Knew a guy that had started a platform, reached out to him. I'll give a shout out to them, Nightwatch, and started using Nightwatch. They're buying enterprise level data because I was looking at like Clarity and Brighton and like all this stuff is like way too expensive. They just had that kind of very like, we're going to be great at having accurate data based on different locations, right? And we're doing a lot of like multi-location SEO. And so I started using them. And the feature I liked most about like Nightwatch was it was funny, right? So you had to actually put all your data in and you couldn't even get data backwards. Like unless you put it in on the campaign, it wasn't pulling that data, right? Like, so you didn't have that like look back of data, which I didn't totally like. But what they did have, which is such an easy feature, and I'm sure other platforms do it, I would get an email every day. And based on my different campaigns that you would build all your projects in, it'd be like, here's the top 10 movers. And then here's like the bottom 10 movers.
Oh, yeah.
And so it'd give me like a daily kind of pulse of what was going on. And as we started hiring more like project managers and account managers and we were growing, I still could see what was going on with the campaigns.
Yep.
Right. And I'd be
really
really easily like here, oh man, this is doing great. And so I think that there's that feature that you could expound upon and you could add some customization to like daily reports. And I haven't really thought about that, but essentially I really like that tool and it sounded very similar to Authority Labs. While I haven't used it, there is the need for like people out there that are probably like thinking like, I'm still using SEMrush. I'm still using Ahrefs. Like, do you like their keyword tracking tool? Like that's like, I'm just asking you a question. If you like it and you're okay with like the data being updated and not being accurate and some of the, oh man, I'm slanting my opinion here, but like, look, if you're happy with like the tool, the way it is, like,
I don't think we ever presented this as a neutral, an entirely neutral position on this.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, we are trying like,
I like those tools and I still use Ahrefs. Okay. Yep. Like, and there's value in it, and there's other tools out there that we use for other specific things.
Yep.
Right. And so, yeah, so I say you need a good keyword tracking tool and Authority Labs might be that.
Give it a try.
That tool. Yeah. Yeah.
Give it a try and let us know what you think of it. Right. That would be really nice. And then Brock, his conclusion is there are many quality SEO reporting tools on the market. SE ranking has fantastic cost to value ratio.
Still does.
While Google Data Studio has advanced reporting capabilities, if you can withstand the high barrier of entry, really, he just kind of wraps this up with saying, yeah, go back and just like you said, figure out what's most important to you. And one of these tools will deliver that for you. Patif to Brock, like this is.
Well, what's funny is he ranks agency analytics as the highest and he doesn't talk about it in his summary.
Oh,
like if you look at how he ranks them, because I got this
interesting
little diagram.
His summary does not mention his number one pick.
And it's number one by like so his number one.
Well, I'm sorry. So I didn't bring out that point. He does mention it. He says agency analytics prioritizes client access, which is a big deal if transparency is a core value for
you can
agency.
You can see like I actually there was a client that we had just brought on and I had never seen this because there's a big agency out of Florida, that not the one you're thinking, but probably another one, but they're big. And they came to us and literally the agency strategy was they had built like a bunch of PBNs and it was losing tens of